Mensch.
Hey. Used to be building over logs, hew them out.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you tell me how you did that?
Well, I don't know.
What you kept in the buildings after you?
These logs was cut the length of the warranted room, and they'd hew them out with a hew axe. These are big long blade with a handle in it, mm-hmm. And they'd hew them out, and then they'd build a house in and put sticks and mortar between the logs to fill it up, you know.
Oh, I see. Keep the wind out, huh?
Yeah, and then you could weatherboard over it, anything you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And I got a house down at home now. It's got two log rooms and then another one up above me there, little piece.
Oh, I see.
There was some more built onto it. But, do you have some gum?
Thanks, I'm doing fine. Okay. Thanks.
And these rafters was made out of, poplar, and the logs too. There was, in them days, there was plenty of poplar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these rafters made out of limbs, you know, that is saplings.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the lath cut, I reckon. It seemed like it got a good lath on them.
And the logs were mostly out of poplar then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They were some good timber in yet them days. Couldn't get nothing for it.
Mm-hmm. What, is that the house where you grew up?
No. This is my wife's mother's house, grandmother rather.
I see.
And, This place here where I own now was where she was bred, born, and raised.
Oh, I see.
I lived across the creek, across the little bottom from there.
Mm-hmm. So and you knew your wife most of your life then?
No? Yeah, well, for a long time, yes. And she was raised there, and so at the place, there was 300 acres, I think, in that place. Well, after the old woman died, it had to be divided up. So there's several heirs then come in, and my wife's mother got the home place. It was 68 8/10 acres, I believe it was. And so we lived across the creek over in my hometown for about 5 or 6 years, and we moved over there in the fall of 20 and been there ever since.
Ever since, huh?
Well, I did move to town one time. I was supposed to work at a gin and I got fired and I moved back.
Would you, do you know what they used the two rooms for in the log house there? Was one for, one kind of bedroom and the other?
Well, I don't know at that time. Now, this L was put on there before me and her was married.
Mm-hmm.
And a storeroom and a dining room was what they were called. But we finally put a kitchen on that other side of it, and we used it then for a dining room and living room, and used the other two rooms for bedrooms.
I see.